Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Certainly be different. The market's running things. We're going to continue this conversation about the proposed $700 billion bailout with business professor Peter Morici from the University of Maryland. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Clearly, there appears to be two major obstacles to this bailout plan, the issue of accountability and the issue of executive compensation. You want to take on one of those?
They're the same thing. Essentially, the executives on Wall Street have been mining the shareholders' equity. At Lehman Brothers, over the last 3 years, they paid out in bonuses and compensation 50% or half of profits to the executives. You can't possibly make a company run that way. Simply because you can't earn a high enough rate of return unless you get involved in extraordinarily risky bets. We are at great peril right now because over at Citigroup, the nation's largest institution, the CEO, Vikram Pandit, has basically told his lieutenants to go find the most profitable businesses to be in, which means they move away from commercial banking. Right now, the credit markets are seized up as Henry Paulson has described, because his commercial bankers, who he's given great assistance to either directly or through the Federal Reserve, are abandoning commercial banking, that is the securitization of loans, to go looking for yet new places to make big bets. And they're going to continue doing that as long as hedge fund managers run banks and they have in place the kinds of incentives that made them rich for their young men and women.
So what do you think needs to happen in this legislation that Congress is looking at this week, where you have Secretary Paulson saying that it should not be, the plan should not be punitive against any of these executives?
You see, Paulson likes to do that. If we talk about China, he says you're protectionist. If you talk about reining in executive compensation because it is acting in a way that is contrary to the public interest, it's punitive. Now, how is it punitive to say that Vikram Pandit shouldn't be able to take $155 million out of the shareholders' capital and put it in his pocket for selling them a bogus hedge fund, one that cost him $600 million to buy and another $200 million to close?
How hard do you think Democrats should push back and stick
they
to...
They simply should not pass this thing unless they do something about executive compensation. I'm giving a speech at the New York Mercantile Exchange on Thursday. I'll give you a preview. Essentially, there has to be two provisions, basically a pay-to-play provision. One is there has to be a reining in of executive compensation and an end to the incentive structure we have on Wall Street. Simply put, you pay Vikram and the other CEOs, which you pay the president of Metropolitan, the CEO of Metropolitan Life. You pay them as well as the insurance companies. If they don't like that, they can go become pastry chefs. The second thing is that banks, in order to benefit from this largesse, must re-enter the securitization of loans. That's why credit markets are seized up. People can't Around the country, people cannot get conventional financing for mortgages because regional banks depend on these large New York City banks to securitize their loans. That is, they make the loans in Toledo, they sell them to Citigroup, Citigroup bundles them into bonds and sells them to Metropolitan Life. Right now, the large New York City banks have abandoned that because if they go back to just securitizing good loans and turning them into bonds that investors can understand, you're not going to make the kind of money. You're not going make the kind of money they've been making the last couple of years. But securitization is the modern model of banking. It's the only way banking can work. And it worked until about 5 years ago. And then they got involved in these dodgy loans, which they were able to securitize, but put on various derivatives and so on to make a lot of money to lay off the risk. In any case, we're not going to get any place in cleaning up American banking if we do this. If the Democrats are dumb enough to give Paulson what he wants, we'll get through this crisis and everything will look good. And then a couple of years from now, the banks will be in trouble again because they'll go have made dodgy bets someplace else.
And then we'll have a glut on pastry chefs.
Well, we're going to have a problem. But I'm serious. They have this every time I get on CNBC. I say, well, do something about executive compensation. They say, well, it's a very competitive industry. They're all paying themselves lots and lots of money that the companies can't afford to pay. Mm-hmm. So the companies get in trouble. That's not a competitive industry. That's a CEO's cartel.
A cartel. Well, let me ask you this, Peter. When you come to New York this week, you're going to come by and say hi to us?
Actually, I can't. I'm in and out. I'm flying in I'm flying in, giving the speech, getting up there, and going back. You know,
Professor Peter Morici, thank you so much for joining us, Professor of Business at the University of Maryland.
By the way, if I survive the mercantile league, if you don't find me on Friday, send someone out to find me.
We'll send somebody. Thank you.